Blog Talk Radio. Jesus, 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 precious Savior, he's worthy to be praised. God bless you. God bless you, little God. God bless you on tonight. God bless you, each and every one of you. Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight. We thank him for his goodness, for his grace, people of God. We bless the Lord for another day that he's kept us. Amen. Amen. Such a precious, precious day on today. Amen. And we pray that to give God some thanks and to give God some praise. Amen. God bless you on tonight. We want to say welcome. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. God bless each of you on tonight. Thank you. I want to say thank you for coming on in. Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming on in. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Listen, we want to ask you, if you would, to go ahead and invite someone else to come on in to the broadcast on tonight. Amen. Tell them to come on in. Tell them that truly the Lord has a blessing for them. Amen. And we don't want them to miss it. Amen. God bless you on tonight. Glory to God. From wherever you're calling from, we just want to say welcome. We want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having PNN on your mind. Glory to God that you will come in and join us on tonight. Glory to God. We want to thank our national listeners, each and every one, wherever you are listening from. We just want, it is a sacrifice for you to be here. Amen. But we thank God, amen, that sacrifice is well worth your time. Amen. God bless you on tonight. God bless each and every one of you. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. All of our listeners, whether you're listening by radio, whether you're listening by Facebook on tonight, whether you've called into the broadcast or whether you're listening by podcast, we just want to thank God for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Each and every one of you, we just thank you on tonight. God bless you. Thank you for, again, taking the time out to come and be with us. Amen. We realize we have a lot of listeners who are listening via Facebook, and we just thank God for you. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. We're not able, amen, to see, but we would like to ask, if you are listening by Facebook, if you would, just drop us a note to let us know that you're listening. Amen. Let us know that you're visiting. Amen. Let us know that you stopped by. Just did a while. Amen. God bless you on tonight. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you. We do. We thank God for you. We bless God for you on tonight. Amen. Jesus, I tell you, the Lord has done us well. Amen. And I tell you, people of God, this year, I'm telling you, these days have not come by, but I'm telling you, I think they took a running speed. Glory to God. And here we are already at the end of the year. My goodness. Already in the 11th month. Seems like it was just the other day. Turning the corner. Coming into 2021. Amen. Glory be to God. I remember as we were coming out of 2021. Glory to God. The infamous message by Evangelist Renee Jones. I'm not going out like this. I'm not going out like this. Amen. I don't know about you, people of God. I don't know if you remember that message. Amen. But that was the word that thrust us in 2021. Amen. That no matter what situation we were in, we were determined that we were not going to go out of 2020 like that. Amen. And we made some declarations. Glory to God. And we pray, people of God, that you have held to those declarations. Here we are getting ready to turn. Amen. Out of another year, out of 2021, headed into 2022. And we took some time, amen, every day, strive every day to look back over your life, amen, look in the Word, look where you are. You know, a lot happened in 2021, a lot happened in 2021, amen, Jesus. But we thank the Lord, amen, that the Lord and his promises, glory to God, he promised that he'd never leave us, nor would he forsake us. And we thank the Lord, amen, that he has brought us thus far. And We know that he's not going to leave us. But we know that his promises toward us, they are yay and amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Glory to God. And we want to invite you to come on, come on. Amen. Come on in. Go ahead and invite someone. Invite a couple of people to come on in to be with us on tonight. Invite someone to come on in. Again, Jesus, I had, with other things, had not been sending out as many invitations when I began to hit those people that I had not been touching bases with. And they were like, oh, you all, you started the podcast again? And I'm like, what? Are you serious? Glory to God. So, listen, I begin to hit up some of the ones that I had not been touching bases with. And I was shocked to hear that they didn't know that we were still on. So, listen, people of God, sending out those text messages, it counts. Amen. Because people get preoccupied with other things in life. Amen. So we just got to slide in there. Amen. Slide in there to let them know that we're still here, that we're still broadcasting. Let them know, amen, come April the 6th, it will be 2 years. Amen. April the 6th will be a two-year anniversary for the PNN. Amen. Two, dos, 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 dos. Amen. So we are grateful. Amen. Glory to God that the Lord has us on this course. Glory be to God. I tell you, it's been a course. Glory be to God. Amen. And the Lord has led us every step of the way. And we thank the Lord. Amen. Glory to God for him being the head of this line. People of God, he's leading us. He's directing us. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. We're trying to double time. We're trying to double time ourselves. Glory be to God. We're trying to catch up. Amen. Glory be to God. So many things that are, amen, pending that are before us. Glory to God, amen, in the run of a regular day of our lives, amen. But I tell you, we're trying to catch up. Pray for us. Pray for us, amen. Pray for the PNN. Pray for the advisors. Glory be to God, because people of God, we know that we have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. And we know, amen, that there are things that the Lord is requiring of us, amen. And we're going to, amen, with all of our might, with everything within us, glory to God, we are going to make this journey. Amen. We're going to make this journey. And we just thank God for you for hanging in there with us. Amen. Some of you, I'm telling you, since day one, since the day you started, glory to God, you've been hanging in there. Amen. And we pray that you have been blessed. It has been so beautiful. Amen. The people of God that are coming forth on the line, just listening at growth and development, amen, in their spirit, listening at confidence of God coming through, amen, in their speech as they're going forth in the Lord, only his doing, amen, and we're grateful to the Lord that, amen, as the Lord is equipping us, amen, he's making us, he's molding us, people of God, glory to God, and we just yield unto him, amen, we yield. Glory to God, not my will, Father, but thy will be done. And that's what it's all about. We want the will of the Lord done in our lives. Amen. Glory to God. I don't know about you, people of God, but I tried a couple of things. Amen. Tried to chart my own way. Tried to do, amen, my own thing. But I don't know about you, people of God, but I found out it didn't work. Glory be to God. I found out it didn't work. Amen. Jesus kept running into brick walls. Amen. Kept running into dead end. Glory to God. But I thank God, amen, that one day, glory be to God, I decided, amen, glory to God, after meeting so many challenges, meeting so many, glory be to God, so many, running into so many pitfalls, glory be to God, I yielded unto the Lord. And I'm so glad he is. Amen. Yielded my life unto him, glory to God. He was calling. He was calling, people of God. I know how we are, glory to God. We continue to try things on our own. Amen. No other way. There's no other way. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But our true life, true living is in Jesus. Amen. God, and I found it out. Amen. And I thank God. I thank the Lord he didn't give up on me, people of God. I tell you, I thank him, amen, that he didn't give up on me, but he continued to call. I thank him for his grace, because it was his grace that kept me. Amen. It was his grace, glory to God, amen, that kept me, Lord God, until I came to my senses. Amen. Like the prodigal son, just come to your senses. Amen. Glory be to God. Just came to my senses. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My Father, glory to God, my Father is rich. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That his love is great towards me. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. We're thanking him on tonight. Glory to God for, amen, his keeping power. He kept us, all our leaders. We give God thanks and praise for them. Amen. Thanking him, amen, for the late Apostle S.C. James, and thanking the Lord on tonight. Glory be to God for our senior apostle. Glory be to God, Apostle Samuel Huggins. Amen. Thanking the Lord tonight, Bishop Katie Tina. Amen. And my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor. Amen. Thanking the Lord tonight for all of the leaders, amen, that are on the line, all of the leaders that drop by, amen, just to check on us. All of the leaders, amen, that just, amen, keep us in prayer, amen, just work in prayer before the Lord. We thank God for you. We really, really do thank God for you, amen, for keeping, amen, being in before the Lord, amen, because people, God, we want to please God, amen. That's our earnest desire, to please the Lord, amen, and all we do and all we say, amen. That's our earnest desire, amen. We thank the Lord on tonight for our PNN advisors. Glory be to God, each and every one of them, amen. Just sweetly, as the saints of God used to say, just sweetly saved, men and women of God, amen, amen. We thank God for them, amen. I truly believe they have heaven in their view. Amen. They're dedicated. They're committed. Amen. To this work. Glory to God. This is not their primary work. Amen. But we thank God that they lend their heart, their hand to help this work to go forward. Amen. I don't know. People of God, listen. This is not a one-man show. This is not a one-person, glory be to God, amen, course. Amen. But it takes all of us, people of God, to keep this work going. It amazes me, amen, to see how the Lord is doing it. Amen. I look, amen, and I'm so amazed to see how the Lord is working this work in the earth. Amen. So we thank God for, amen, again, all of our advisors, glory to God, that lend a hand and lend their prayer, lend their heart, their soul, their spirit to this work. Amen. Their efforts. Glory be to God. Amen. Many, amen, of glory to God in different ministries. Glory be to God. But we thank God that we come together for the cause of Christ. Amen. Glory to God. It is here. And everything that we'll do, amen, that the lost may be won at every cost. Amen. Whatever it takes, amen, to win the lost. Glory to God, here we are, amen, yielding ourselves unto the Lord to do that, amen. Glory to God, again, people of God, if you would, go ahead and come on the line, amen, invite a couple of people, glory to God, two or three, amen. Now you don't have to do your whole text message, amen, it would be nice if you did, amen, but you don't have to do the whole thing, amen, but just two or three people that you hadn't out to in a while. Amen. Glory to God. Let's stir them up a little bit. Let's give them a gentle nudge. Give them a gentle nudge and let them know that we're here. Let them know that we love them. Let them know, hey, we would love for you to come and listen with us on tonight. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight, people of God. Amen. It is, amen, close to the 9:30 hour. Amen. We are going to go ahead and prepare, amen, for our sanctification of the line. Amen. Glory be to God. As you know, as we go, amen, we do change our platform a little bit. Amen. We're bringing our prayer warriors in. Amen. Bringing them, shifting them, giving them a gentle nudge. Amen. For them to come on and move forward. Glory to God. For the Lord has need of all of us. Amen. Glory be to God. And he, guess what, people of God? He has need of you. Amen. The Lord has need of you. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, glory to God, we're going to bring forth one of our PNN prayer warriors. Glory be to God, who's going to come and clarify the line for us on tonight. Glory to God, we will be rebroadcasting on tonight as well. Amen. As you know, it's the beginning of the month, trying to get our lineup and everything. Glory to God. But we thank God for the word that has already gone forth. Amen. Hallelujah. What should we do? Glory be to God. But God knows. He knows. He got it all figured out. We trying to walk it out. Listen, we just walk it out. But God is already figured out. And we just give him thanks and we give him praise for that. Amen. Glory to God. And at this time, people of God, we're going to ask our Jamie Packer if she will come to the platform tonight. Amen. And sanctify the line for us on tonight.
The recording has started.
I like for everybody tonight, amen, to get somebody else on your heart. Bring somebody else to the altar with you tonight. We want to come into one mind in agreement tonight. We all need Jesus tonight. We all need him for one thing, and then we need him for another. But we all need him tonight. Then, so if your bills paid, pray for somebody that you know need their bills paid. You heal, pray for somebody you know sick. Amen. If your children done good, pray for somebody's children that's not. Know somebody incarcerated, pray for them. Pray for their children, amen. Tonight we're going to come together and pray for one another. How about that? But we're going to bring somebody along with us. You know somebody bereaved, pray for them, amen. Somebody with a broken heart, pray for them, amen. But we're going to come together collectively tonight. Want everybody to bring somebody to the altar. Hi, your Jesus, bring somebody to the altar with you tonight. Yes. You got a place to stay. Know somebody ain't got a place, bring them to the altar.
Yes.
As we get ready to go before the throne of grace, we want everybody to come on one accord. Acts chapter 2, when everybody's on one accord, amen, the Holy Ghost fell. How many know when we come on one accord, God answers prayer? Love and unity do it all. And then, so we're going to say just a little bit as we come our mind in. Amen. Just a little bit. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Yeah, we are. I need thee. This personal. Oh, bless. Come on. Everybody say, me now, my Savior. We come to thee. We need thee. Oh, we need thee. Yeah, we are, we need thee. Oh, bless us now, our Savior. We come to thee. Father God, once again, we come with bow down here. Oh, God, we come to tell you thank you. There's so many things, Father God, we want to thank you for. And, Father God, we just come to tell you we love you tonight. We glorify you, we magnify you, we exalt your name. Father God, we thank you for your darling son, Jesus Christ, that came that we may have a right to the tree of life. We thank you how he laid out his life and rose one day. Amen. After 3 days, he got up, Father God, with all power in his hand. He died for the sins of the whole world, Father God. There's many that would accept him as Lord and Savior. And Father God, for that truly, we want to tell you, thank you, sir. Oh, God, we just thank you how you just woke us up this morning, closing our right now. We got that tear of our limb. Father God, for that truly, we want to tell you, Thank you, sir. Nobody had addressed us today, Father God. Oh, God, we could dress ourselves. And for that, Father God, we truly want to tell you again, thank you, sir. We have food on our table, clothes on our back, got a roof over our head. And, Father God, for that, truly, we want to tell you, thank you, sir. And, Father God, we thank you for the PNN that you use, Father God, in the airways and the byways. You said your word to go all over the world, and, Father God, it is. And for that, Father God, truly, we want to tell you, thank you, sir. You've been mighty good to us, Father God. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. And, Father God, we ask you to forgive us for the sin we commit, Father God. We might have said something wrong, Father God, and we might have thought something wrong, Father God. For that, Father God, we thank you for forgiveness, Father God. Now, Father God, help us to forgive others that wrong us as we ask them to forgive us for the wrong we've done to them. Oh, God, we bless you to bless this line, Father God. Bless each and every one on this line, Father God. Father God, sanctify, purify in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, one needs you for one thing, God, and then one needs you for another. But, Father God, we didn't come alone. We bringing somebody else with us, Father God. We're asking you to heal tonight, Father God. Save tonight. We're asking you to restore tonight, Father God. Deliver. Oh, God, for you able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think tonight. Father God, we're asking you for directions tonight, God, for your people, God. For these are your people so great. Oh, God, guide us, lead us, and protect us, Father. Oh, we're asking those for protection tonight, God. We're crying out tonight, God. Oh, God, we need your protection tonight, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So much stuff on the earth today, Father God. And, Father God, we need your Holy Spirit, Father. Anoint us afresh, Father God, for this dispensation, Father God. Oh, God, we need you now. We need a fresh touch from you, Father God. Breathe on us again. Breathe on us again. Breathe on your papers again, Father God. Oh, God, and we'll give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. Oh, God, them that's traveling, Father God, we thank you for traveling grace tonight, Father God. Oh, God, we ask now for the bereaved family, Father God. Oh, there's no sorrow that heaven cannot hear. Oh, God, you said you'll be with us, Father God, even until the end of the world. David said, if I make my bed in hell, thou's hell. And, Father God, we pray for those incarcerated tonight, Father. You say you'll open those, Father God, that no man can shut. And, Father God, we ask you to shed those that need to be shed. Father God, you said let the wheat and the tares go together. You said you do the separation. Oh, God, and we putting it in your hand tonight. Oh, God, we ask you to glorify your name, God. Glorify the Father, God, through answer prayers in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, what miracles. We need miracles today, God. Oh, God, on COVID-19, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, breathe on them again, God, their lungs, God. Oh, God, give them a fresh lung. For in Psalms 139, Father God, you made every part of us, Jesus. You know every vessel, every cell, every muscle, every organ, every tissue, Father God, every vein, every joint. You even know the marrows in the bone. And, Father God, we're asking you right now, do a fresh touch tonight. Heal the night, Father God, for you's a healer, God. Oh, you still make house calls, God. All other doctors might not, but Father God, you still make house calls at 12 o'clock at night, Father God. And we thank you for the 12 o'clock prayer. We're asking you now, Father God, to have your way on this line. Father God, this is your line tonight. You communicate to your people through this line. And Father God, we thank you right now. We surrender to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, have your way, Holy Ghost. Have your way right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the broken homes tonight, Father God. Father God, you said it in your word tonight, Father God. Husband, love your wife, and wife, love your husband. Oh, God, and we thank you for that right now. Children, obey your parents. Oh, God, thank you right now for your answer, God. We believe in you for miracle signs and wonders, God. Oh, God, the harvest is truly ready. But the labors is few, oh, God. Make us labors of the harvest, oh, God. These are your people, God. They are your people, God. Oh, God. And we are your children, Father God. You are our Father. And for that, Father God, we truly want to tell you thank you, Father. Father God, we ask you that you would teach us how to pray. Father God, for we don't know how to pray, but it's the Holy Spirit to intercede for us. Oh, God, we're groaning. and moaning for us, Father God. Oh, God, and we thank you for that right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way, God. Heal, deliver, set free. Open doors. Make a way out where there is no way, Father God. Oh, God, we claiming debt-free tonight. Debt-free in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we love you tonight. We thank you for the joy and the peace that we feel in the midst of the storm. Father God, you said speak to the storm, and all you told us to say was peace. Be still. Peace. Be still. So we speak peace tonight to troubled hearts tonight, Father God. Peace. Let there be peace, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, God, we ask you for strength tonight for your people, God. Build them up where they pull down. Stand them when they weak, Father God. But you said let the weak say they strong. And, Father God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, your love and your kindness that you have toward the Son of Man. Oh, God, we're asking you tonight, Father God, just have your way. We're asking you to take control in Jesus' name. Father God, we pray for PNM. We pray for Evangelist Bradley tonight, God. We pray for Evangelist Booker, Evangelist Emmanuel, Evangelist Bond, and our Evangelist Van. We just pray for the whole PNM, Father God, and every listener tonight. Oh, God, we put them in your hand. We place them at your feet. They sang the song, take me to the king. But, Father God, we coming to the king with them tonight, Father God. And we laying them at your throne. Oh, God, as they tell you their needs tonight and their wants. Father God, hear and answer. For you are prayer answering God. Do miracles by signs and wonders. And we're going to be careful tonight to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God. We glorify you. We magnify you and exalt your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for answered prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Evangelist Bradley.
Amen. 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 God bless you. God bless you, Elder Packer. God bless you on tonight, amen, for availing yourself in the service of the Lord. God bless you on tonight, amen. Glory be to God. Thank the Lord on tonight. Glory be to God, amen, for all that the Lord is doing. People are truly doing a great work in the midst of us, and we are just so grateful, amen. And tonight, people of God, we will be rebroadcasting, as we already mentioned, amen. Glory be to God. We've had some awesome men and women of God coming through here. Glory be to God. Coming through this live airways. Amen. And we were able to capture the word, the word, the word. Amen. Glory be to God. We're just so grateful to be able to bring forth this word, because so many that were with us, amen, at the very beginning, amen, Jesus, glory be to God. So many have gone on, amen, to be with the Lord, amen, glory to God. But we thank God, amen, that we were able to capture the voice, amen, as the Lord did use these men and women of God, amen. Glory be to God, amen. So many, Lord God, that were on the line, amen, glory to God. Our listeners, we've lost some of our listeners. Glory be to God, still receiving messages on Facebook. Glory to God, amen. When, you know, our number changed a couple of times, amen, Jesus, whenever the system upgrades, glory to God. But they somehow find us, amen. So we thank God, amen, glory to God. So even for those people, that, amen, so many times they've missed certain of the messages, but we're just so grateful, amen. We're just so honored to be able to come and bring these messages back around for you, amen, and for us, glory to God. So many times, glory be to God, we, amen, for listening, glory to God, and we some things, amen, but we thank God, amen, that we're able to rebroadcast and bring them back around again. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And tonight, we're bringing it back around again. Amen. We're rebroadcasting on tonight. Amen. With a woman of God. Amen. Out of the northeast there. Glory to God. Coming to us from Irvington, New Jersey. Irvington, New Jersey. Amen. Glory to God. I'm quite sure, amen, many of you remember this woman of God. Amen. She's coming to us from Throne Room International Ministries. Throne Room International Ministries, people of God. Amen. Jesus is Evangelist Stanford's cousin. Amen. And we thank God for her. Amen. Dr. Carolyn Horrell. Be blessed, people of God.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We truly honor to everyone that's on the line, every official that's on the line. We give honor to you, evangelist. We give honor to everyone. We praise the name of the Lord because God is good and he's worthy to be praised. And we are here on tonight to give the Lord great praise because he does great things. He does marvelous things. He opens doors. He does great and marvelous things. And we praise God. We praise God. The prayer has already gone forth. We believe and we agree with everything that's been said. And so we thank him. We thank him. We thank him. We thank him. We thank him for another open door and opportunity to present God's word, to let somebody know that God is great, that he does great things, that he's a healer and a deliverer. We thank you for that opportunity. Yes, sir. And so we lift our hands and surrenderance and bow down to the presence of God that's about, yes, sir, that's being released on this line. We thank him. Yes, sir, we thank him. And so as we go to the word of God, we just want to begin by saying no more excuses for every single thing, whether it's the spiritual thing, whether it's a natural thing. We use excuses if we can't make a situation, if we know we're not going to make it, but we said yes to it already to get out of it. Sometimes, let's say it, let's be honest, sometimes we make up an excuse so we won't have to do it. Some things can be put to the side so you can go forward, but sometimes you're not ready to go forward. Sometimes you're not ready to go to places. Sometimes you're not ready to be with the people. So you make up excuses. But with God, God does not want to have you tell him any excuses. How can we say that we are the people of God? How can we say that we love God? How can we even say a yes to him and make up excuses? Put excuses in the way. God, I would, but this is doing. This is that. God, I would, but this is here. God, I would, but this. How can we tell? We would, and then we make excuses. How do we say yes? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah. When we in the spirit, we say yes. When the fire is falling, we say yes. When we think about where we've been and that God brought us out, we're ready to say yes. But when it's time to put that yes into existence, when it's time to put that yes to work, sometimes we go back on our word and we make excuses. I would have came to the party, but I couldn't. I would have came to the party, but my car wasn't working right. I would have came to the party, but I didn't have a ride. I would have came to the party, but I didn't have anything to wear. But when they don't invite you to the party, you look around and say, what's going on? I thought I was close to them. I thought I was their friend. I thought I would be in the number. This is what God is saying about us. Can you say yes? Me. Yes, God, I'll do your will. Yes, God, I'll carry your word. Yes, God, I'll be, yeah. I'll let you, yes, God. Yes, sir, yeah. I'll let you, God, speak to me. Speak through me as a vessel. Yes, sir, God, I say yes to touching, yes, sir, and healing, God, through you. I say yes, for the when it comes time, we got an excuse. We got to destroy using so many excuses. And we want to be all that God has for us to be, all that he calls the church. any excuses. The real truth, this is happening, and that is happening, and this is happening. But if we want this, that, and the other to stop happening, we must be a yes and be real about the yes. We must say yes and do the thing. And instead of making up excuses, my children was crying. Yes, the dinner wasn't ready. Be making up excuses. And we should not have any excuses. God might say, I want to use you. Walk down the street to the corner. And we make up an excuse why we can't. Or we ask questions. God, why do you want me to walk down the street to the corner? And why, God, does it have to be three times? Why can't I just walk one time? Yes, we questioning God. And then after we question him and we don't get the answer that we're looking for, then we say maybe God didn't say it. God, I know. Yes, God, I'm going to do it, but maybe I can do it on tomorrow, God. I'm going to pray, God, but not tonight. I'm tired and I know you understand. I'm going to pray, God, but not tonight. I'm a little weak in my body and I know you understand. When men don't understand, you understand. But under fire, we giving God an excuse. I ministered Friday night. I ministered on Saturday. I ministered on this morning. I didn't give God an excuse. I was tired. But I didn't give him an excuse. Because, he called me to a place. And I got to honor my yes. He called you to a place. And you need to be able to honor the yes. Yes, we do get tired. Sometimes it's something else that we want to do. But you've got to honor the yes that you gave to God. You want God to clean up some situations. You want God, my Savior, to break down the door for you. You want God to blow your name in the wind, but you want to give them excuses. You want to sit up high, but you want to give God excuses and only want to do it when you want to do it. We need to learn how to step out on faith, God. We need, to learn to trust the power, and the plan, and the provision, and the precepts of God. We need to learn. We say it all the time. Lord, I trust you. Lord, I'm going to obey you. But when it really comes down, when God says, I want you to get in a boat, and go across the river. We saying, God, what if the boat tip over? God, what if it's cold outside? God already got this covered. Why are we giving excuses when he asks you to do something? You don't think of an excuse. But you ask God, my child, in college, I want you, God. What he needs to remember, I want you, God, to comfort them. I want you, God, to let them make good grace. God is listening to He says yes to you, and he's going to do it. But we make up excuses. If we was in the burning building, and it was a way to escape. But you don't want to leave because you want to go back and get your stuff. Things that can be replaced. Would you think of that? If God came to the burning building and reached his hand out and say, I got you, come on out. And you still standing there like Lot's wife. You still standing there remembering. That trash I paid $300 for, I should have took. I should have took my shoes. I should have took my coat. I didn't grab all this stuff. So maybe I need to stay house and it's burning. And you thinking about the yes, Lord, that you can get more of. You're not thinking about God is standing there. Yes, Lord, waiting on you. That's not what open arms. You thinking about the stuff like my wife. Yes, Lord, yeah. He told Lot, take his family and run. He told them not to look. He told Lot to give them an instruction, not to look back. Just go forward and run. Yes, sir, yeah. God is saying go forward and run. He's saying go forward. I've got you by the hand. Go forward. Yes, sir, I'll take care of this. Go forward. Even if the doctor tells you that something is wrong, God is saying go forward. Yes, sir, the other night, I preached. Yes, you know the plane, when it gets ready to go down, there is a stress call, and they begin to say, Mayday, I'm in trouble, Mayday, you got to help us, Mayday, my Savior. But God still tells us to look towards the hill, the upward look, not my Savior, not your sight, what's going on. We too much look at what the issue is, and we don't see what the solution is. So while we're looking at the issue, we're thinking of all kinds of excuses. You know how you when you don't really want to go somewhere, but you already said you would go. You think of excuses not to go. Yeah, because you look at that. My Savior, who might be there, what might go on, maybe this is not the complex we are, so we think of excuses, yes, sir, we think of excuses, when it comes, to doing something, yes, sir, in the house of God, now we sit down, it may not be you, but there are people that sit down. Yes, sir, and they listen to the word. They listen to the choir sing. They listen to the praise team. They listen to the soloist. They look at the musician. And all the time while they doing that, they mumbling. I would have sang it better this way. I would have used that note. Yeah. Yes, sir, I would have played in this key. If you somebody to complain, or you might be thinking yes, don't be on the organ, but I know Ed can play better. We thinking of stuff in our mind. Yes, sir, my Savior. Anything, yes, sir, you can say cause your fault. Yes, sir, you feel like you can preach better than the preacher. You feel like you can say better than Carol. So I'm opening it up that you can do. I heard it so take three people and the church to change the light bulb. You said, what you talking about? It takes one that know how to improve the light. It takes the other one that's agreeing, yes, sir. But then it takes another one that got something to say. We don't do it like that. We wasn't doing it like that. Yes, sir, you coming in here with your new stuff. And that's not the way that we do. Yes, sir, we got all types of things. And that would say, yes, sir, we got, we could be living in fear. But the Bible tells us, yes, sir, in Matthew 7:7, yes, sir, that's the point right there. Let's just stop right there. It said ask. It don't say think about it. It don't say doubt. It say ask. It's out. Would ask. And will be given. Yes, sir. when we say, huh, we don't have to think they can get that's using an excuse. You don't need to use an excuse. Because the Bible, I love to say that. The Bible said that. And it will be given. Yes, sir. Look at the second verse. It says, seek. It got a comma right there. It's all by itself. It says, seek. Yes, sir, which means look. That's which means I'm seeking the faith. I'm looking for the face of God. Yes, sir, I'm looking for my own. Yes, sir, I'm looking for the stuff to get out of my way. Why? Because I ask. And now I'm a seek. And then the next line said, and you will find if you seek. You know, when you was a kid, you played that game, hide and seek. What was that in you that he had to be the person that hide, that seek had to count while you hide. And then once the seeker finished counting, he goes out to find the people that's hiding. Yes, sir. We can come out the corner and see God's face. We can come from under the rock no matter where we are, no matter how we feel, no matter how it looks, no matter how hard it is. I'm seeking God. The doctor said that I got. I'm seeking God. The doctor said, my blood pressure is too high. I'm seeking you, God. Yes, sir, the doctor said, my diabetes acting up. You are wheezing. Your asthma acting up. I'm seeking God. I'm seeking your faith. Because you said, the Bible said, whose report will you believe? Yes, sir, do you believe the doctor's report? Is that an excuse for you not to do the will of God? Yes, sir, is that an excuse for you not to tell somebody that good good, that he is a savior? Yes, sir, that he is the way, the truth, and the light. See, we like to say, make the way, but he is the way, he is the way, that door, that you can go through, he is the tunnel, that you can walk through, and if you like an excuse is coming, call out, with a mayday call, God, I'm calling you, you that is on purpose, said, yeah, just to me when you said, yes, sir, that I got light, and that more abundantly, but I'm allowing that knowledge, to be in my head, yes, sir, my Savior. A couple of weeks ago, I went to the, yes, sir, I was in the Walmart, my niece, I was looking for her, and when I found her, she was at the blood pressure machine, taking her blood pressure. Yes, sir, I said, what you doing? She said, I'm here because of my blood pressure. You want to do it? I said, yeah, let me do it. I put my arm in the machine. The machine began to squeeze. Yes, sir, when it finished, yeah, yes, sir, it's oh, my Savior, that you in Christ, that's what he said, and so my niece got upset, she said, you want me to take you to the hospital, I said, no, because the machine is crazy, it's in crisis, I'm not in crisis, the machine is in crisis, yes, sir, I believe God, now, I wasn't acting crazy, I just asked. Needed to say I believe God, and the machine was in crisis. But let me tell you what the enemy will do. When you say, I totally trust God, I'm not going to use any excuses anymore. I've already put out my first hope, may say, yes, sir, oh, my Savior, together my mind be okay. So I become, yes, sir, when I got on the line tonight,
Walmart, because the machine said you were in Christ.
opposite after a while. I looked around and I didn't feel the dizziness. I didn't feel the nervousness. And I began to say, Lord, I thank you. You rose on the third day and you gave me strength on the third day. You rose me up on the third day, just like you rose on the third day. And I don't have no excuse. I can deliver your word because I trust you. I can deliver your word because you, healed me. You delivered me. Yes, sir. No more excuses. Let me have picked sorrow. Let's see that thing going on. We love him, We can't, we thank him for healing our headaches, So when something great come up, fumbling over it, we done forgot what the word said, and now we need an excuse, God said he was coming, but he didn't come today, that he was coming, but he didn't come yesterday. But understand this. And then I'm going to stop. But understand this. God's time is not our time. We go by 24. Is of 1,000 years. So when the 24 hours is over, that may only be an hour. That may only be 10 minutes to God, but we get all up. We say, God, you wouldn't come. We didn't realize that our time is not God's time. And he comes in his time. So let's stop using excuses. For what failed ourselves to do? Stop using excuses. For what we say yes to, stop using excuses. When God is calling you out of the darkness into the light, but you got an excuse. Now you can't move from here to there. Thank you, Lord. Let's stop using excuses. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God, we thank you. Glory to God, we thank you. And we bless you. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise God to open doors. We praise God for allowing us. We didn't get through the whole message, but we believe that you trust us. Yes, sir. We trust God. Yes, yes, yes. For the business, you trust God. Yes, sir. For turning things about, you trust God for restoration. You trust God with your mind. You trust God. Because even in this COVID, even in the situation, understand God is still in control. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The woman of God wants me to ask your Shabbat effect after hearing the word, after knowing that karma is karma is sin. Is there anybody that wants to surrender their life to Christ? Is there anybody? That wants to be safe. That's surrendering yourself to God.
God, praise God. If there is anybody on tonight, glory to God, as the woman of God said, amen. No more excuses. No more excuses, people of God. Amen. And if there is anyone on tonight that would like to surrender your life to the Lord, glory to God, you can certainly do so. Amen. You've perhaps amen, come to the end of your excuses. Glory to God, amen. Perhaps you've come to the end of the road. You're at a crossroad on tonight. Glory be to God. We just want you to know, glory to God, that Jesus is right there. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. You can surrender tonight. You can give up all of those excuses. He's taken all of the excuses to the cross. Glory be to God. And tonight, glory to God, if there be one, amen, that you would like to, amen, surrender tonight, glory to God, you can. You can do that. You can do it right now. Amen. We open this space, this opportunity, people of God, that you can come, amen, that you can yield yourself. Glory be to God. Amen. Anyone on tonight, amen. Anyone on tonight, glory to God, you're ready to stop making excuses. Amen. Glory to God. You come on tonight, glory be to God, to find out, amen, Jesus, that you want to look to the hill. You want to look to the hill. There's a greater help. Glory be to God. Amen. There's a greater help. The Lord loves you on tonight. Glory be to God. He loves you on tonight, people of God. Amen. And we don't want to look back. We don't want to be, as the woman of God said, amen, like Lot's wife. We don't want to look back. It's time for us to go forward. It's time to move forward. Glory to God. Glory be to God. Will there be one on tonight? Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Will there be one on tonight? Amen. You want to give your life to the Lord. You want to yield. You want to stop making excuses. Glory be to God. If there be one on tonight, you can press star 6. You can press star 6 on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Hang up those excuses. Throw those excuses away. Glory to God. You tried everything. You've tried, amen, glory to God, everybody perhaps. Glory to God. It's time now. It's time now to try Jesus. Glory be to God. He's able. He's well able. He's well able to deliver. Amen. He's able to pick you up, turn you around, and place your feet on solid ground. Glory to God. Amen. He's able to do it. He can do it. Amen. If there's anyone on tonight, glory be to God. Glory to God. If there's no one on tonight, glory be to God. We thank God. We thank God for you. Glory to God. We're continuing to pray. Glory be to God. Continuing to pray because it's the will of God that none be lost, but that all come to, amen, amen, repentance. Amen. Glory to God. That all come, yield unto him. Amen. That they may be saved. Glory to God. It's the will of God to save the whole world. He came. He died. Glory to God to save the whole world. And people of God, we know that there are so many that are yet not saved. So we do continue to pray. Glory to God. If there's no one else on the line tonight, amen, that would like to surrender your life to the Lord. At this time, people of God, we're going to open our platform for any special prayer requests, any special prayer requests on tonight. Glory to God that you just want to touch and agree. Amen. We know at the beginning of the broadcast, amen, Elder Packer did such a beautiful job. Glory to God. Invite us to invite someone, bring someone with us into the prayer. Glory be to God. Amen. Perhaps we didn't have a need, glory to God, but we brought others. Amen. Glory be to God. We brought others before the throne of grace. Amen. And if there's anyone tonight, glory to God, amen, that did our special prayer, you can certainly press star 6 and come over on the broadcast side on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Amen. Well, we bless the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen, Jesus. As we go, amen, throughout, amen, even in the recess in our mind. Glory to God. Let us remember those. Amen. Let us, let us remember those. Amen. Bereaved. Amen. That have lost loved ones. Let us remember them. Let us remember, glory be to God, those that have no place to stay. Let us remember, glory be to God, those that are just trying to find their way in God. Let us remember our young people. Glory to God. The next generation. Let us remember them. Amen. And right where we are right now, can you imagine, glory to God, the next generation and what they will be faced with. Amen. All of this technology, glory be to God, so much is changing. Amen. From yesteryear to today, and from today until tomorrow. Glory to God. So much that is yet changing. But people of God, amen, we want to find ourselves, no matter where we are with all of the change, we want to find ourselves in the will of God. Glory to God. We want to find ourselves standing. We want to find ourselves steadfast. Glory to God. No excuses, people of God. Amen. Glory to God. As the word is coming to us on tonight, our ways are not his ways. Neither are our thoughts his thoughts, people of God. Glory be to God. But we have got to get in the word of God. If we want to know the will, amen, we want to know his will for our lives, we have to find ourselves in his word. Amen. We got to find ourselves in his word. Glory to God. And he will show us, glory to God, his will. He will show us his way. Amen. His purpose for each and every one of us. Glory be to God. When we begin, amen, to truly look unto him. And people of God, listen, we are truly in the beginning of labor and sorrows. And there's so much that's going on, so much that's going on in the earth. Glory be to God that we can't afford to turn to the right, people of God. Glory to God. There's so much that's getting ready to transpire in the earth. Amen. Glory to God. And let me tell you something. We got to start preparing yesterday. Glory to God. We've got to start. We should have started preparing yesterday. Amen. For what's coming upon the face of the earth. Amen. Glory to God. With all of the vaccines, with the COVID. Amen. With the pneumonias. Glory to God. Amen. With all of the different ailments that are going forth in the earth. And it's, a lot of it is so systemic. Amen. It's a systemic plan of the enemy. Glory to God that we need to find ourselves covered by the blood. We need to find ourselves covered by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. We got to find ourselves there, people of God, standing in the holy place. Now is the time that we need to find ourselves standing in the holy place, not wandering about. Amen. Glory to God, because the word of God has already told us, glory be to God, amen, that we are now, amen, have entered, that the Lord has given us a promise. He's given us a promise, people of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's given us a promise. Glory to God that he'll be with us. He's given us a promise. Glory be to God, and it's a promise that we can stand on. Amen. So we give God thanks again. We give God praise. Amen, Jesus. You know, prayer request on tonight. Amen. We want to thank God for the woman of God on tonight. Amen. Dr. Carolyn Arell, we thank God for her. Amen. Thank God for this word. Glory to God. Has given us so much to think about. Amen. Given us so much to think about. Glory be to God. People of God, let us take this word. Let us take this word that we're hearing on this line and let's activate it. Let's act on it. Let's act on this word. Glory to God. Don't let us just be hearers only, but let us be doers. Glory to God. Let us ponder the word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us put faith. Hallelujah. Let us put faith with this word that we're hearing, amen, and believe God, glory to God, and try God, hallelujah, gloria masa, glory be to God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, every every day, glory to God, we should make declaration, amen, glory to God, amen, Lord, I'm going to trust you today, glory to God, I'm going to trust you, glory to God, this day, hallelujah, I'm going to trust you, I'm going to try you for miracles, amen, for blessings, glory to God, I'm looking, glory to God, hallelujah, for that you said that you would do. Glory be to God. And let us look, amen, Jesus, glory to God, even as the woman of God said, ask, glory be to God, amen, and we can knock. Seek, hallelujah, glory be to God, and shall, glory be to God, the doors shall be opened unto us, amen, but we got to put some action to this word that we're getting, amen. Glory be to God, and let us watch God, amen. Let us watch God perform his word, glory to God, when we just apply the faith, amen, the faith that he's given us. It doesn't take a whole lot. It doesn't take a whole lot, glory be to God. But that measure that you have, glory be to God, maximize it, amen. Don't make any more excuses, but maximize the faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Maximize, glory to God, that God has already given you. Amen. And we give God again thanks. We give him praise on tonight. Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. As we've already stated, glory be to God. We know that we've already, amen, entered into labor and sorrows. Amen. That time. Amen. Jesus, that time, glory to God. Amen. We're about to see, amen, some treacherous times, people of God, and we be prepared, amen, Jesus, and I was able to talk with, amen, Prophet Virgil, amen, at length on today, glory be to God, and God has given him, amen, a plan that he will be bringing to the PNN. We're so grateful, amen. It's about a three-day, amen, plan, those different things that we need to prepare for. Glory to God. Amen. We pray, people of God, that you're taking this word. You're not just letting this word fall. Amen, Jesus. But we want you to be a prepared people, glory to God, for this end time, for where we are. Amen. We want to be a prepared people, not just for ourselves, but, amen, for our families as well. Glory be to God. Amen. We want to be a type of Joseph. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God. Make preparations. Glory to God. Amen. Store up. Glory to God for what's about to come upon the face of the earth. Amen. So we bless the Lord. We give him thanks. We give him praise on tonight. We'll certainly let you know. Amen. When the man of God coming on, we'll be promoting it. Glory to God so that others can come. They can hear. They can be blessed. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, people of God, we're going back. Amen. We're going back to canning, amen, with everything that's going on with the foods, and we already see it. Glory be to God, people of God, we got to go back, amen. Got to go back to the old-time way. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. We're so grateful, amen, that the foundation stands sure. Amen, the foundation stands sure. Amen, God's word stands sure. Amen, Jesus, our forefathers, the things that they did stand sure. Glory be to God. Amen. And it's some things, amen, that we've got to go back to, amen, that we're going to survive in this time. Amen. So, again, we give thanks. We give God praise, amen, for the word on tonight. Amen. Thanking God for Dr. Harrell. Amen. Let us keep the woman of God in prayer as well. Glory to God, we thank him for this word. No more excuses. Amen. No time for looking back. Glory be to God, but we got to move forward. Amen. Glory to God, we got to move forward, people of God. We've got to move forward. We got to take the limits off of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, we got to take the limits off of God. Amen. Glory to God. So tonight, amen, Jesus, let us pray. Let us see. Word on tonight that the Lord is, amen, sent unto us. Glory to God. Father, we bless you. We thank you on tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for your word. We thank you, oh God, for your messenger on tonight. We thank you, glory be to God. Hallelujah, for your promises unto us, O God. They're truly yea and amen. We're thanking you on tonight, O God, that you've not left us without a word of direction. We thank you on tonight, glory to God, that you've not left us without a word of correction. We thank you tonight, glory to God, that you've already made a way of escape. And we thank you tonight. We bless you tonight. We honor and we glorify you on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, glory to God, for your choice of anointing. We thank you on tonight. Glory be to God. We thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank you on tonight for dwelling among us on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for moving upon us tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We thank you on tonight. Looking upon our hearts on this night. We're thanking you, glory be to God, glory to hallelujah, for your choice anointing. We're thanking you on tonight. We bless you on tonight. Glory to God for making us a prepared people. We thank you on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Making us ready. We're thanking you on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God for you taking away the excuses. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory be God for breathing upon us, God. Thank you tonight. Glory, hallelujah. Glory to God for confidence on tonight, confidence in you. We're thanking you on tonight, oh God. We're thanking you for your leading. We're thanking you for your guidance on this night. We thank you, glory be to God. Thank you for instructions on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we bless you. We honor, we glorify you for all you've done. We thank you on glory, hallelujah. We're thanking you on tonight for your saving grace. Glory to God for your outstretched hand. You on tonight, glory to God, for your own salvation that you've extended unto your people, that you're extending unto your people. We thank you on tonight, glory to God. We're thanking you for the voice in the earth, the voice, your voice, oh God, through your messengers, your voice is yet calling your people. We thank you tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for your vessel on tonight, for your maid servant. We're thanking you on tonight for her, glory to God. We're thanking you on this night, oh God. We're asking you to breathe upon her. We're asking that you will bless her tonight. Bless her. Glory to God. Bless her tonight. Bless her and strengthen her tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will strengthen, glory to God, on the inside. Strengthen, oh, glory to God. Strengthen her in our body in the name of Jesus. Strengthen, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen, hey, Glamosha. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you, oh, God, to meet every need and every desire. We're asking you all tonight, oh, God, to bless her going out. Bless her coming in, oh, God, from this time forth. Even forevermore. We're asking you all tonight, oh God, to shower down upon your servant. Shower down upon her, oh God, for you see her needs and you see her desire. And Father, we know that you're able to do exceeding all that she can ask us to see. And Father, we're asking you tonight, oh God, God, bless her. Bless her ministry on tonight. Bless her as only you can in the name of Jesus. And Father, we're thanking you tonight. Thank you for strength now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for strength for your people in the name of Jesus. Thank you, glory to God. Hallelujah, for strength to go forward. We thank you on tonight for binding the hand of the enemy. We thank you for bringing his every work to naught even now in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, for saving the souls of your people. We're thanking you on tonight, glory. For the work that you've begun in each and every one of us. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory to God that you shall fulfill. Oh, God, and you shall complete that you've begun in each and every one of us. Father, we bless you. We thank you now. We're thanking you for the stirring in our souls. Thank you for the stirring in our hearts, oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Now, Father, we ask, oh, God, that you would seal us now. Seal us with your blood. Seal us each and every one with your blood on tonight. We're thanking you for meeting every desire. Glory to God. We're thanking you for taking us higher in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We love you. We honor and we glorify you on this night. In that precious name, Jesus, we do give you praise, honor, and glory. Amen, amen on tonight. Amen, people of God. Amen. We do bless again the Lord. We thank him on tonight. Glory to God. We just want to let you know, people of God, that you can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Glory to God. You can certainly text on tonight, 912-257-3918, if you would like to get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Amen. 912-257-3918. As well, amen, those that are listening, amen, internationally, you can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight, amen, and amen. You certainly reach out to us on WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. As well, people, God, we want to let you know you can look us up, amen. You can just Google, amen, Prayer News Network, amen. All of our broadcasts are certainly out there. Amen, Jesus. People of God, they're absolutely free. Amen, they're free. We're not charging you anything. Amen, but we want you to get this word. We want you to use this word, and we want you to pass it along. Amen, so that someone else can be blessed. Amen. Pat, help us to get this word out. Help us to get the word out, amen, to the masses of the people. Glory to God, that the people can be blessed. Amen, for kingdom's sake. Amen. Glory be to God. It's all about the kingdom. Amen. It's all about the divine will of God. Amen. God, so go out. Amen. Copy. Amen. Those that are listening via Facebook, you can certainly go out and listen at any time. Amen. You can listen at any time to our broadcast. Glory to God. Amen. You can certainly tag someone. Tag someone. Send it via messenger. Glory to God. Or just tag someone's page. Amen. If you hear a broadcast that you like, glory to God. Certainly just share it. Share it with the person that you would like to share it with. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God, again, via messenger, or you can just tag them on their Facebook page. Amen. Listen, people of God, you can also listen to these messages. Amen. They're also in the form of podcasts. Amen. So once you go out and you Google us, amen, you can also listen as a podcast. Amen. And we thank God, amen, for our program manager who's making all of this possible. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God. Amen. For Dr. Karen Amalfi Abram. Karen Abram Amalfi. Amen. Dr. Amalfi. Amen. She's our program manager. Glory be to God. And she's making it possible for us to get this broadcast out on so many avenues. Amen. Glory to God. She didn't have to do it, but we thank God for her. Amen. And because of the efforts, amen, glory to God, we're now reaching into 34 countries. Amen. And we thank God, amen, reaching the masses, glory to God, with this word. Amen. Glory to God. This word, this word, this word. No gimmicks, no tricks. Amen. Glory to God, no tainted word, glory be to God, but just strict, purely the gospel, amen, the gospel that brings salvation, amen, and that's what, amen, at any cost, amen, any word that we can get out there that someone may hear, glory be to God, hallelujah, to the converting of the soul, amen, we pray, glory to God, that we hear God in the voice of his messenger, in the voice of his people. So we're trying to get this word out, so help us get it out, amen, and by any way, any of those means, be God, help us to get the word out, amen, to someone that someone can be blessed, amen, on tonight and always. God bless you, people of God. That concludes our broadcast on tonight. We thank God for you. Again, we will let you know, amen, when Prophet Virgil will be coming, amen, to talk about survival, survive in this time, amen, survival in this time. You don't miss it, people of God. You don't want to miss it, amen, but we want to be a prepared people. We must be a prepared people, amen. Glory be to God. So the man of God will be coming, amen, to talk to us about survival. And again, we'll let you know those dates. coming up to that time, amen. I think it's going to be like a 3-day series, glory to God, but we certainly want you to, amen, take part in it, amen. Glory be to God. And again, we thank God for you. Thank you for coming out, amen. And thank you for listening in. Thank you for helping us to share this word, to get this word, amen. We thank God for you, amen. Glory be to God. And we look to see you here on tomorrow night again at 9 o'clock. We look to see you, people of God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And we will see you on tomorrow night. Blessings on each and every one of you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.